This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Wendy. And in the studio today with me is Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, Denise. How are you?
Well, a bit chilly, really.
It is a wee bit. It's sort of come all of a sudden. I've been away for a couple of weeks, well, a week or two, so it's a wee bit of a, starting to get out the winter clothes. Today we're going to be talking, so we're from Citizens Advice, firstly, and amongst many of the inquiries we get are a couple of things in particular, and that is, Denise, that is Sacked Kiwi, an interesting name. Now, Denise is going to be talking about that, and this morning I'm going to be talking and looking at a really good service in Hastings, which is for women, by women, and it's the Heritonga Women's Centre. Now, this has been established in Hastings for quite some time, and it really is a most useful facility for a lot of women, and they offer such a lot. So who are they? So it's a community hub for women. Women coming to our centre are welcomed in a spirit of warmth, friendship and helpfulness. They provide a central meeting place for women and offer a range of courses and services provided, as I say, by women for women.
I'd have to say, Wendy, I was not really aware of them, being a fairly new person to Hastings.
Yes.
But having them come along and talk to our ongoing learning, they were so informative.
It really was. And, I mean, I've lived here for some time, Denise, and I always knew they were there, and I thought it was mostly sort of like a rest place and, you know, somewhere where women could, you know, use the bathroom facilities and look after, feed their babies too, importantly.
Which is, yes,
and their children. But I too was unaware, I have to say, that of all the things that they actually did offer. So it was most enlightening that morning, wasn't it?
It certainly was.
It was very good. Now, so all the courses and services that are available are low cost and affordable. Importantly, the centre is governed by an elected committee and managed by a professional team of staff, counsellors, therapists and volunteers. So the volunteers, firstly, well, they're at the heart of what they do at the centre. So if you're passionate about supporting others or perhaps want to learn or renew your skills, then they would love to hear from you. And, you know, to enrich their existing programs, and it just adds, you know, just, you know, extends yourself and also extends the centre as well with whatever course or program that you wish to help in. So what do they offer? They offer a baby change, feed and playroom. That was what I was always aware of. But the services are clean and they're fully serviced now, and they're available for use by mothers and infants during the hours of 9 to 4 p.m. Now, counselling is a big one. We often refer to the centre via the Bureau. Now, this is an excellent service. It's affordable, it's confidential, with qualified professional counsellors, Monday to Friday, by appointment. So they offer counselling for women in a safe, supportive environment, and your counsellor will support you to work through issues such as personal problem solving, emotional issues, positive change, stress, personal growth, behavioural patterns, grief and more. Now, just to clarify this, the first session with your counsellor is free. So during the session, a fee affordable to you is negotiated with your counsellor. That's for any other sessions. For some people, WIN support is available and they will help you with that. Now, all the counsellors are either members of a professional counselling organisation or working towards membership. Now, appointments are essential, and I'll come back to those details just a little later. But it's, as I say, it's affordable, confidential and professional, so it's easily accessible too. You don't have to be looking through the internet or thinking, who do I go, where do I go? So that's one excellent thing that it does offer. There's a lot of courses, activities and programs. There are a big variety of low-cost courses, one-off workshops that are offered throughout the year. And each month, they have a program each month, and then that varies from month to month. It basically stays a little the same, but with some variations.
And one of the things that I found after hearing that speaker that we had, Wendy, mm. was that I checked them on Facebook, and all of this information is coming through and being updated regularly.
Yes.
So, any events that they've got happening, their monthly calendar, all on Facebook.
That's exactly right. Yeah. That's exactly right. And there is a new program out for this month, starting for today, the 5th. So there's a lot to choose from, and it's very varied, you know, with different things. And there's something there, I think, for every woman, Denise.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think it's a great thing. There are groups also, facilitated, non-facilitated groups, and various support groups meet at the centre on a regular basis, and they're always keen to consider new groups and or supported activities. Now, another one which is really, really well worth mentioning is the legal advice. Now, that's free legal consultation with a lawyer for guidance around legal advice and procedures. Now, this is every Tuesday at 12:30. Bookings for this one too are essential, but you can make those through the centre. And we often refer, don't we, to them. Mm. And I think it's good to have a place where women feel, you know, it's a safe environment, supportive. So I think that's I think it's a great asset. There's a library also, a range of books on topics, including health. So there's quite a focus on women's health here, isn't there, you know, through just a wellness lens, parenting, relationships, stress management and personal growth. And we can all benefit from that. There are rooms for rent as well, which I didn't know. Low rent rooms are available for other community organisations. And there's lots of support and resources available. There are wellbeing practitioners. And as I say, it varies from month to month, but certainly with a focus on wellness. So some of the things that I see that some women have said as recommendations is they have coffee groups too. And I see the coffee group, this is a quote, I see the coffee group as a place where ongoing friendships can be formed. The Women's Centre is a place of respect, time to talk, friendship, resources and courses that teach and guide. Every day there is something different happening, new people to meet and regular visitors. And as Denise said, if you're new to Hastings, or particularly if you're a rural woman and you need somewhere to go to, particularly to feed your baby, it's not always comfortable doing it in the car, but this centre offers that. It's welcoming, and they welcome all women, and there's a little play area for children, and you can have a coffee as well, which is always good. So I think with that, where can you find the Women's Centre? It's on the corner of Russell and Eastbourne Streets in Hastings. There is a, you can have a look at them on www.Hiratonga Women's Centre New Zealand, or you can see them on Facebook as well. There are phone numbers there also, 06878 5401. And so with that, I would encourage any woman, particularly if you're new to Hastings, to have a look at the centre and you know, see what you think, and I'm sure you'll find something there that will suit you. All right, Denise. So
thanks, Wendy.
And over to you.
And it's on my to-do list to go in and have a look.
Have a look, yes.
And
yes.
Just for another point of reference, it's where there's some work going on with the Po have been removed to be updated. So behind the library, between the library and the Hiratonga Women's Centre.
Lovely, lovely.
Okay, and I'm going to pick up on some things that have been happening in the Bureau, because this year in particular we've had quite a few people coming in to us with employment questions. Now, we work alongside several agencies to support people with their employment problems. We have, in Hawke's Bay, we have an organisation called Zach Kiwi, which is just along from us in Queen Street. And Zach Kiwi is New Zealand-wide, but the head office is in Hawke's Bay. And we also provide clinics from Zach Kiwi. So most Fridays, and so if you're wanting to talk with somebody, you can ring and make an appointment with them, or we can give you the phone number. We also work alongside another employment advisor who will often come in on a Saturday, and the other place, of course, is Employment NZ, which has a wide range of resources. So things I'm talking about today, you can get more detail on Employment NZ website. Now, everyone must have some kind of employment agreement before starting a new job. You know, right down from delivering the newspaper to working in the local dairy, it's most important. We're always told that we should seek employment advice before signing an agreement, but, you know, often we don't do that, particularly if we're really desperate to get that job. The truth of the matter is that every person needs to get advice about those employment agreements before they sign it. There are two sorts of employment agreements, so an individual and a collective contract. So an individual agreement is the sort of thing that I'm particularly talking about now, where it's negotiated between you and your employer with the terms set out in writing and agreed to before you start work. And a collective agreement usually negotiated by a union. And to work under a collective agreement, you have to be a member of that union. So it's really important to seek advice, saying what actually is my terms within this agreement. Are there some things in it that I don't like? Are there some things that need to be explained to me a little bit more? It may be that there's some unlawful terms and your rights are being whittled away within this. So it may be that somebody like Zach Kiwi can help you to look at that agreement and say, is this working for me? Or again, looking on the Employment NZ website, or it may be just a very close friend or someone with some legal advice to help you with that.
I think they provide an excellent service, Denise, for Hastings.
They do.
And for everyone.
Yep.
Because we get a lot of inquiries about people's employment. And it's just a great resource to refer them on.
And with Zach Kiwi, in the vast majority of cases, they'll represent you with a no-win. So there's no fees, which means that they don't charge anything up front for a grievance, and they'll cover your cost until they achieve an outcome. So that's pretty good.
Yep. It's very good.
So, you know, we can, as I said, give you their contact phone numbers, or we can make an appointment for you. The sort of things that come up are things like 90-day trial periods. So if you're within a 90-day trial period, that means that your employer is still obliged to treat you the same as any other employee who isn't on a 90-day trial period, and they cannot disadvantage you in any way in the performance of your duties. So a trial period, the 90-day trial period, to be valid, it must be agreed upon by you and the employer in good faith. So you can't be forced into accepting employment with a trial period. And the trial period allows the employer to terminate your employment within the agreed time without you bringing a personal grievance against them, as long as they comply with your employment agreement. So, you know, really important to know that, because these one of these things that are becoming more common. Also, you know, one of the things that comes up, and I can think of one that I was talking with someone last week, is a personal grievance. And these may be particularly stressful for people. Because if you feel that your employer has mistreated you for any reason, you don't have to tolerate their actions or behaviour because they are in a position of power. So you've got the right to fair treatment at work, and we can support you, or Zach Kiwi can support you where you are needed through that. It could be that a personal grievance is needed to be taken, where there's an action taken against the current or the former employer for mistreatment. Mm-hmm. There can be several grounds for personal grievances. The sort of things that come up are unfair dismissal, sexual or racial harassment, unfair redundancy, discrimination, unfair treatment, or where you've been disadvantaged in relation to your work. So it may be that you've been overlooked for promotion where really you should have been in standing for that. One of the other things that comes up and coming up more common at the moment is redundancy, which is now called a policy of workplace change process. So again, employers must comply with a particular process if they make you redundant. So having your job made redundant is usually the result of a change in the way that the business operates, where your skills and services are no longer needed. It may be that the business is closing down, or it may be that they are cutting back on staff. But being made redundant should be your employer's final option. So they must seek ways to redeploy you in different roles before starting that redundancy process. So working through a process is most important. And if you feel that this is going to be happening for you, again, making contact. One of the things coming from that is constructive dismissal. So, you know, constructive dismissal is pretty stressful, and often people are not aware that they are being put in this position until after the fact. So, you know, it may be that suddenly it's put upon you. It's where you feel that you've got no choice but to resign from your job because your workplace or your working conditions have become so unpleasant for you. And you don't feel that you continue your job. Now, often people will come to us, and this has actually happened. So they have left the job, being constructively dismissed, and they feel that they've got no rights now. And this often will come from bullying or being pressured to resign, or where your employer makes it increasingly hard for you to complete your duties to the expectations.
Casual employment too, Denise, raises a whole other issue, doesn't it? You know, when the person is employed on a casual basis.
Absolutely.
And that that can be...
Yeah. And this is often when we'll say to to the client that comes in, have you got your employment agreement? Well, no, they didn't get a copy of it, or they didn't really put too much weight on it at the time, but it's most important that you file that employment agreement away, ask for a copy of it. Another thing that comes up are disciplinary meetings. Now, in themselves, disciplinary meetings shouldn't be too much different to an appraisal, but often they're given a negative connotation. So many people find the meetings difficult, and they're not sure that actually they are entitled to have an advocate to speak on their behalf.
Absolutely.
And this is most important. It's your legal right. Disciplinary meetings are formal meetings where your employer expresses their concern about your performance or behaviour. They're often used to present a performance improvement plan, which should be taken as a positive and should be able to build on and upskill people. There should be details in that as what needs to be done to remedy the situation. So, you know, again, I want to stress that disciplinary meetings need to be documented, and you need to be supplied with a copy of those minutes. If you're concerned about that, again, get support. This may be where SACKiwi or Employment NZ can help you.
Most important to have somebody with you, isn't
absolutely,
it?
Absolutely, absolutely. Always have an advocate.
And that advocate
can be anyone from your choice. If you are part of a collective contract, often somebody along from that union can help you. Wage concerns. You can take your employer for action against holiday pay owing, or if you had a wage reduction. And often these things are quite complicated for people to work through. So that's another thing that we can help you with, or we can put you in touch with someone to help you. The other thing that can help, the other place that can help with this is the Employment Relations Authority. So they can represent you, and we can put you in touch as to how you can make contact with them. In some cases, you may have grounds for a personal grievance if your wage arrears have resulted in redundancy, or when you've had a wage reduction imposed on you without proper consent. So, you know, all of these things need to be talked through. Most important that you get support in those areas. Sexual harassment is another area. Discrimination is another area. You know, discrimination at work includes things like not being given the same treatment as other employees, or being disadvantaged. It may have been that you'll be dismissed or forced to resign or discriminated against for having a and these can have a negative effect on your job market. So, you know, one of those other things to be thinking about. So, you know, we've talked about a lot of areas here, and, you know, there are probably other areas that I haven't covered. The thing that I really want to stress, though, is the first thing that you need to have is that job agreement, that employment agreement, and you get support on that, get advice, is it right for me to sign it now, and then file it away. But there are agencies, including us, but SACT Kiwi, Employment NZ, other employment advisors who can support you through this. So, you know, it is tough.
There is support out there, so don't despair, because there are agencies that can help.
And if things are not going right, talk to somebody right at those early stages.
I think too, Denise, you know, sometimes the sad thing with employment is that, you know, you do see from time to time, and I've seen it myself, where people just leave. You know, if something's not right within that workplace, or maybe they're being bullied, those people just leave. And that has a really, as you said, a negative aspect, puts a negative aspect on everything.
A negative aspect on yourself.
Oh, absolutely.
And also for future people who are going into that employment.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Mm. Because often those problems aren't resolved. They just get left.
Yes.
And then the next person gets them. I think it's a great shame.
Mm. So that's us for today. Remembering where we are, we're in Queen Street East, and we're open from 9 till 4. So we have advisors on the phone, face-to-face, or by email. So, you know, any little problem, we're there to hear. Thank you.
Thank you very much. See you next month.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.